Hi there, and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to offer you some techniques and a bit of guidance into how you can learn to speak more smoothly. Lovely. Now, it is a bit subjective because what's smooth in one language is not smooth in another. So I'm specifically speaking about the English language. And if you're here, if you've typed in how to speak more smoothly, then you're clearly hearing from other people or feel about yourself that there's something a bit hard or sharp or brash about your voice and you want to just round off the edges. Or maybe you just want to have a sexier, smoother, rounder, warmer voice. Whatever it is. I don't know why you typed in that thing and you clicked on this video, but you're here now, so thank you for joining me. And let's see what we can do. The first thing I'd like to suggest, because this video could be for anyone, so it's really knowing what you want from that smooth voice. What is it you're trying to achieve? Is it that you hear from people that you sound a bit hard and maybe you should learn to speak smoother? Is it that you just want to personally find yourself with a voice that's more relaxed and has a sort of warmer, nice, more neutral tone? Whatever it is, here's three things that you can do to, from wherever you are, from whatever you're doing, to consider the way you use your voice and so make it more smoother. As you can hear, my own accent is a little bit staccato, it's a little bit hard, it's a little bit punchy. So I don't know what your voice is, but that's what mine naturally is. And the reason for that is, A, because I use a lot of glottal stops in my accent, and that makes things stop and start quite hard and quite fast. Also, in my accent, I send the air placement off, banging off the hard palate, which is here, and out. So it's very forceful the way I speak, and it's very kind of stopping and starting, and so it has this natural rhythm of being quite barky, and that's not very smooth to the ear. So what I tend to do from that is to recognise those traits, and so with the glottal stop, I will stop trying to use those and try to make everything flow a bit more like a singing, more monotone, and try and keep the air coming through and not try to stop and start it so much. So I will just continue it down one sustained path. So becoming more sustained with the way you speak already smooths it off. But then there's this part that makes my voice quite bell-like and clear. And if I wanted to round that off, I want to change the air placement and move it forward more. So it's less in the middle of my mouth and more towards the front of my mouth. If I keep my voice sustained and then produce my voice more forward out of the mouth, all of a sudden I am a lot more smoother. But then that's all very good, but it sounds a bit creepy. So what I'm going to do, just to sort of re-add some of that depth to it, is to create a yawning sound. And then try and drop down here. And then if I continue to do the same thing, I'll find that maybe I'll have a much more smoother voice because I'm sustained. I'm keeping my voice fluid and moving at one equal pace. I'm also sending the air forward and I'm relaxing, dropping my belly, releasing my shoulders, and allowing my voice to just flow a lot more smoother and relaxed and low. So, whatever, maybe you should like recognize first what it is that you want to smooth off and then consider these things. So one is considering space and relaxation. Is relaxing your belly. Always relax your belly will just help the air drop into your body more naturally. If you're holding yourself in, it's quite likely that you're, you know, creating tensions and then you're fighting against those tensions to create sound. So then you're creating sounds which are a bit harsher. So by relaxing the belly and the shoulders and the neck, you will automatically start to smoothen your voice because your breath flow will be much more natural and easier, okay? So another one is to create that space in your throat and have more room So have a bit more of a yawn kind of feeling as you speak, and this will help with that relaxation, and it will help with the air flowing much smoother, which is what we're after, right? And then I don't know where you're from, but the air placement is quite a thing, as I said. So if you're someone who's quite nasally, maybe you could just drop that down more into your mouth. If you're someone who's quite throaty, then maybe you could, again, put that more forward in your mouth and have it speak, just direct the air and the energy more like a trumpet and more forward and out. So I guess that's my three tips, because I don't know really who you are. Hopefully they're useful to you. But consider relaxing your belly and your shoulders. Consider creating space in your mouth and your throat by yawning. And also create the idea of sustained voice, so that your voice is on one level. You can still be expressive with it and go down there and come up here, but you can just really keep a nice sustained flow and keeping your sound, the air placement, the energy forward and out of your mouth. And these are ways that you can smoothen off your voice no matter where you're from if you just adopt these little techniques, and hopefully it's going to be useful for you. I'd like to hear if you've noticed any change in yourself since watching this video, if you're going to do the work. If so, leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you. For everyone else, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe, because there's going to be so much more of this kind of content coming up soon. You're going to be getting the voice of your dreams if you just follow this channel. That's right. I said it. That's right. It's true. Thank you very much. This is Improve Your Voice. I'm Darren McStay. And until the next time, look after your voice.